Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency says a United States Army Air Force Staff Sergeant who died during World War II has now been accounted for.
In December of 1942, 19-year-old Staff Sergeant Jackson Barber from Memphis, Tennessee, was assigned to the 401st Bombardment Squadron, 91st Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force. On December 20th, Barber was a crew member on board of a B-17F Flying Fortress when it was struck by anti-aircraft fire following a bombing raid on a German aircraft factory in France. Barber's aircraft was last seen spinning toward the ground and crashing. Only one airman parachuted successfully, while the other eight crew members, including Barber, were still on board. A villager witnessed the crash and confirmed there was only one survivor. The War Department issued a finding of death for Staff Sergeant Barber on December 20, 1943. In 2011, a family member of one of the crew members contacted the Department of Defense after visiting the crash site and interviewing a witness who had artifacts belonging to the aircraft. That allowed officials to pursue the case. In 2019, they found unknown remains associated with the crew. Scientists were then able to use DNA techniques to identify Barber's remains. While his name is recorded on the Wall of the Missing at Normandy American Cemetery in France, a rosette will be placed next to his name to indicate he has been accounted for. Barber will be buried in Memphis, Tennessee on a date yet to be determined. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, 6:34 on March 28, 2024. On this date in 1898, the U.S. Supreme Court in United States versus Wong Kim Ark ruled 6-2 that Wong, who was born in the United States to Chinese immigrants, was an American citizen. It was on this date in 1898.
Important ruling.
Yes, sir.
And yet the Chinese were discriminated against
terribly
by the United States government for decades after that.
Mistreated, yeah. Pope Francis appears in better health now. He walked into the Vatican audience hall on his own with a cane for his weekly audience and delivered his prepared text with a clear voice. The Pope's appearance Wednesday was the first since Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square, when he decided at the last minute to skip his homily, avoiding the speech at the start of a busy Holy Week that will test his increasingly fragile health. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old pontiff has often shown difficulties in walking and has been heard breathing heavily during public events. Holy Week's schedule is challenging for popes, even under the best of circumstances, and his health apparently is not all that great.
Well, when you're 87, and you're dealing with a lot.
Well, we got the news now that Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82.
I saw that.
He seemed to be up and going pretty good. Apparently he had some kind of a fall. This guy who ran for vice president with Al Gore. Major League Baseball has officially approved the sale of the Baltimore Orioles to billionaire David Rubenstein. Rubenstein agreed to buy the team from the Angelos family for $1.7 billion earlier this year. Third most ever paid for an MLB team. Other high-profile members of Rubenstein's ownership group include Cal Ripken Jr.
Orioles legend.
Yeah, former NBA star Grant Hill. And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
All very rich, wealthy men.
Very, very wealthy guys there. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Thursday morning in the Severe Weather Safety Program put on by Sedgwick County Emergency Management. Tonight will be, this is Thursday. Yes, tonight's Hayesville. They're going to be in Hayesville this evening at 200 West Grand at the Hayesville Police Department. If you'd like to see that presentation, it is free of charge. 6:30 this evening at Hayesville, and they usually get a pretty good turnout. Doesn't cost anything, and people can learn things while they're there. All right, talking about that ban on plastic bags, the ban of the ban. Want to make sure that as local communities don't try to ban plastic bags. I guess it's an issue. I know the issue is the plastic and pollution and so forth, and filling landfills with those things. And I have. You know, I've got the bags, the permanent bags that we take in, made out of cloth or whatever. And we always forget them. They're always in the car when they should be at the checkout stand. Now, remember, a couple of years ago, Dillon's was talking about doing away with plastic bags. Remember that?
Supposedly. Haven't seen it happen yet.
No, I think they kind of decided,
The rollout was planned for years in advance.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to take a place immediately.
No, it wasn't supposed to take a meeting. People were supposed to, but they haven't. I haven't heard more than a thing about it, so.
No, but I don't think it was actually supposed to happen until closer to, 2025, I believe, was the date they said that they were going to start the phase out.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I try to use, what do you call them? Not renewable, not non-disposable.
Reusable
bags.
Yeah.
Try to use them, but sometimes we just forget. But
yeah, if Kroger gets rid of those. What do I put my kitty litter in?
Yeah, to dispose of it? Yeah. Those
things That's what I use.
Yeah, we use them for.
I recycle the rest of them, but I use them
trash
for kitty
can
litter.
Liners?
Yeah.
Little trash can. Oh, they're perfect size for some.
I know, but.
Yeah.
And they're recyclable.
Okay.
There's a recyclable bin right inside the front door. I don't think a lot of people use it. But
oh, is that
right?
I didn't even know there was one there. Can you really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That's good. That's a good idea. All right. 6:38, Steve at 10 in the morning here, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Wednesday, most of the live cattle and feeder cattle futures had trading ranges of a little bit over $2. Now, the closes were positive for the cattle complex, with the feeder cattle having some triple-digit gains. News-wise, it was a much quieter session yesterday than it was on Tuesday. Now, there has been a little cash cattle trade at mostly lower prices in our feed yards, and we saw yesterday in Oklahoma City West cattle auction the prices were $3 to $8 lower on feeder cattle. Lean hog futures traded mixed and only deferred contracts closed negative. At the close, June live cattle 30 cents higher, 178.67. May feeders $1.02 higher, 248.27. And June lean hogs 25 cents higher, 101.60. Now, the corn futures yesterday experienced anywhere from 14 to 15 session lows as the corn and the soybeans closed on the negative side. The wheat traded and closed two-sided. This morning is the prospective planning and quarterly stocks report at 11 o'clock, and the markets are closed Friday and will reopen on Sunday evening. At the moment, May Kansas City wheat's a quarter of a penny higher at 578.5. May corn down a quarter of a penny at 426.5. May soybeans 4.25 lower at 1188.25. May crude oil $1.14 higher at $82.49. June gold $15.20 higher at $2,227.90. The June S&P down 5 points at 5303. The June dollar index 21 cents higher at 104.27. And June Dow Jones futures 23 points lower at 40,119. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Watching that stock market every day, and some days, most of the time, it's up, and then you have a little correction, it's down. But for the year, the three indices are pretty much at record highs, are they not, sir?
Yes, they are, Steve. They've done very well so far this year. But don't want to worry anybody, but there's a lot of year left.
Well, you mean your old stock market glass is half empty there or three quarters empty?
It could be half empty, you know. We got to be very careful. When you get to these high prices, they just have a tendency sometimes not to hold, and you do see corrections take place.
Yeah, sometimes they don't make sense, and it shouldn't be there, and you're right. Calmer heads prevail. So, anyway.
And you got to remember, in the stock market, Steve, about 85% of this is owned by 15% of the people.
Absolutely.
So it's really kind of, you know, not a great way of looking at how the economy's doing.
That's true. All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. We got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Using retirement funds to pay off your house.
Uh-huh.
Is that a good idea? Well, Don's going to tell us. Coming up.
Yeah, he'll tell us.
Steve is in the morning here on KNSS.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.